If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. I'll just a little inside baseball to why we're laughing earlier a little bit. Dylan Conley from the Bomber Sports Network, I think, threw a roll of tape over my head. I think that's what that was.
Yeah.
And then so in response, Brad Coleman threw a water bottle right beside his head. the fun we have sometimes on these road trips.
Right.
With Mountain Home getting the victory here in the North Arkansas College Border War Shootout, 67-39 over Stratford. I tell you, from struggled early on in the first quarter, but once that second quarter got started, Mountain Home just kind of took over.
Yeah, that second quarter, Mountain Home did a great job extending the lead. We came out, what was it, the first 42 seconds of that, I think I remember looking
at. Yeah.
We went on a 7-0 run.
Uh-huh.
And after that, we never looked back. And that's what you should do. If you're a good team, which Mountain Home feels they are, right?
Yeah.
We feel we're a good team. When you get a team that's on the ropes like that, you don't let them back in it. And Mountain Home did a good job of putting them away after that little run.
Let's get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 425-4868. He wasn't our leading scorer, but he did finish in double figures, and he did a lot of other things. We're going to go with Kai Bickford tonight.
Yeah, Kai did a great job. He, we talk about it's not about scoring all the time.
Right.
You know, obviously, got to put the ball in the hole. But Kai did a great job running the team.
Yes.
Being a point guard, when they started putting pressure on us, he made the right decisions. He made good decisions in the open court to lead to wide open easy layups. And then his defense he did on Boise, he did a great job with him too. He got some easy steals there.
So he ended up with 14 on the night. He was one of two players in double figures from Mountain Home. Leading scorer was Braden Dewey with 17. Also for Mountain Home, Hagen Robb finished with 9. He had a good night tonight. 7 on the night for Levi Uchman and also for McGee Harris. 6 for Ryder McClain, 5 for Blaine Tate, and also 2 for Coben Inskeep. For Stratford, no one was in double figures this evening. Elliot Goings was the leading scorer with 9. 8 for Isaac Berg. 7 for Bradley Mullins. Also 5 for Cody Voicy. 3 each for Braden Willard and Jordan Edelstein, and 2 each for Amron King and Tyler Hunt. This game had 2 ties and 2 lead changes. Those were all in the first quarter. Mountain Home, when they broke the tie in the second quarter, they just took over from there. Rebounds, Mountain Home with, 26 on the night. And Stratford ended up with 23. Turnovers, Mountain Home had 14, and Stratford finished with 20 on the night. So with the victory, Mount Tom's going to improve to 7-5 on the season. Stratford is going to fall to 4-3, their second straight loss after falling last night to Hartville by 8. So they're going to try to see if they can figure some things out, over the next few days. So again, good win for Mountain Home, but they'll be back on the road. Both Mountain Home teams will be on the road following this 28-point victory. Mountain Home will go to Jonesboro on Monday night to face Nettleton.
Yeah, it's good to come off of that as a win for sure. If you're the Mountain Home, going on the road against a 5A opponent out of the East, and Mountain Home can kind of get a win there, both boys and girls, and then that leads us into our Christmas tournament with three non-conference games left there. That you feel like that at home, you should have a chance to do some things there. So it could be a good end to the preseason, pre-conference season, for both Bombers and the Lady Bombers.
So, again, Mount Tom gets the 28-point victory, and we will look forward to bringing you the broadcast at Raider Gym over at Nelson High School in Jonesboro. Brad will be looking forward to it.
We'll see you there.
You bet. So, thank you to Brad Coleman here at the broadcast position with me. Also want to thank my producer, Audrey Young, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from the Pioneer Pavilion here at the North Arkansas College Border War Shootout in Harrison, the Mountain Home Bombers 67 and the Stratford Indians 39. Good night, everyone.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on Classic Hits 101.7 by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number.